welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus. With the Lord's help, we are going to conclude a message I've been sharing this week on Psalm 116, a beautiful psalm of consecration and thanksgiving to the Lord. And in verse 12, the psalmist asked a question. He said, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all of His benefits unto me?" And so we've been looking at some specific things that the psalmist mentions about loving Him in verse 1, calling upon Him in verse 2, calling upon Him in prayer, resting in Him in verse 7, and in verse 9, walking with Him in a daily experience of His mercy and grace, and then in verse 10, testifying of what God has done in our lives. And the final two we want to look at today, and these might be a little difficult for some of us to accomplish, because sometimes it's easier to love God and to thank God than to actually receive from the Lord. And this is what the psalmist tells us in verse 13. He says, "I will take," in answer to that question asked in 12, "I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord." And so we will actually give honor to God. This may be foreign to some of our thinking, but we will actually honor the Lord by taking more from Him. Why? Because we show Him how much we appreciate His grace and all that He has done for us through the sacrifice of Jesus, His atonement, His redemption. We will honor Him and make glad His heart if we will drink deeply of the cup of salvation. Now think about it. What's His response? "I will take the cup of salvation." That implies drinking, doesn't it? So this verse speaks to us of not only receiving Christ, of course it does that, but what are the contents of this cup? Pardon, peace, salvation, in all of its extended ramifications. We are being saved every day, not in terms of our eternal situation or our place, position in Christ, but we're being saved from the world, the flesh, and the devil. Isn't that true? And so I will take, that active action word there, that verb depicts acceptance, receiving from God, the giver of our free gift of salvation. And it infers understanding as well as appreciation. Taking really is an expression of gratitude. If you extended your hand and were giving a gift with a gift in your hand and extending to someone, if they didn't reach out to receive it, what would that mean? Well, you would be hurt and confused, if not offended, because it would indicate their unwillingness to accept what you are giving them. And we don't think of it that way, but that's actually what we do when we limit the Lord, when we don't accept the fullness of the new covenant, all that He has accomplished for us. Taking, beloved, is an expression of gratitude. Before we can really give out, before we can let those streams of living water just gush and flow from our innermost being, "Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water," we have to first receive. Before we work for Him, we must know in whom we trust. Doesn't that make sense? So what shall I render unto the Lord? What can we possibly do to show our gratitude? What would be an adequate response to God's great deliverance? To take the cup of salvation. Take all that He has provided, beloved. Paul says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me." There's to use, there's the literal cup that he offered. Remember when Jesus was still with his disciples at that Last Supper? It was the Passover cup. Matthew 26:27 says he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin." He basically saying, this cup represents my blood, which was sealing the New Testament, the New Covenant. He says, drink it all. Drink all of it. And of course, the figurative sense of that cup means a portion or a lot. A portion, like a portion of, you know, we have a portion of food, for example. What does Psalm 16:5 say? The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The Amplified Version says, the Lord is my chosen and assigned portion. Oh, isn't that wonderful? My cup. You hold and maintain my lot. The Living Bible says, the Lord himself is my inheritance, my prize. He is my food and drink, my highest joy. He guards all that is mine. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then moving on, I could share more, but we want to make sure we conclude this on today's broadcast. The final thing is, I will offer him. Let's read verses 17 through 19. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Many times when we are in trouble, we'll say, oh God, anything, I'll do anything. This is what I say, if you do this, I'll do this. We must be consistent and faithful in what we've promised the Lord. And verse 19 says, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. So these verses I just read, they speak of thanksgiving, verse 17, the performance of our vows, verse 18, and attendance upon the sanctuary, verse 19. He says, I will offer unto thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. You know, sometimes in our eyes, the sacrifice of thanksgiving doesn't seem to be a very costly gift. It doesn't seem like very much. However, it is so precious, so very precious and so very pleasing to God. Hebrews 13:15-16 declares, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. And that's a reference to speaking for him. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Not just pleased, he's well pleased. That's a way of expressing it, perhaps, in as they would in the time of King James. But he's well pleased. He's really glad. He's happy. Huh? Amen. Hosea 14:2 says, take with you words and turn to the Lord and say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips. Let our vows of devotion and service made to God be duly paid in the presence of his people. So, okay, by way of quick review, the psalmist says, what can I do? God's done so much for me. He says, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits unto me? Well, and it's in all the verses. First of all, it says, we will love him. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplication. We will call upon him, verse 2, as long as I live. And the wonder, the miracle of prayer that the God of the universe delights to hear our prayers. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears are open to their cry. We will rest in him. That's an expression of faith. Verse 7, return unto thy rest, O my soul. That shows our confidence, our trust in him by resting our souls completely in him. And then we will walk with him. That's to submit our affairs, our plans to him in our day-to-day living. Verse 9, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. And then it says in the fifth statement is, I will speak for him, verse 10, that I believe, I trusted in the Lord, therefore I have spoken. We will testify of what he has done, and we will take from him. Beloved, that's so important. For those of us who are givers, sometimes it's really hard to receive, but you must receive from the Lord. You can't speak of him unless you do receive that anointing, the giftings, the blessings that he has for you. And then we will offer to him. We will speak with thanksgiving. We'll perform our vows, and we will attend upon the sanctuary. With such sacrifices, God is well pleased. I want to pray for you, but before I do, as I bring this broadcast to a close, I just want to read a few more verses found in Isaiah 62, 1 through 7. For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all the kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. This is prophecy, beloved. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate. For, and going to verse 5, for as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee, and as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. Praise God. Father, as we bring this broadcast to a close, I pray, Lord, that you will let our humble expression of praise and thanksgiving so delights your heart. Lord, those that are oppressed, that even as this psalmist that went through a time of great affliction, even unto death, at death's door, and through persecution from others who lied, Lord, he was able to affirm your response that you were there, you were faithful, and you loved him. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' precious, wonderful name. Well, my time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I thank you for joining me. I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.